Now joining the program, Winona State football head coach Brian Bergstrom, fresh off a Thursday night loss to Saginaw Valley State to the tune of 38-14. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Let's start there. I'm sure you've had a lot of days to forget about that loss and move on from that loss, and you're already into next week, but I did want to discuss Thursday night a little bit. What do you think the biggest difference in that game was that made it so one lopsided by the end of that game?
Well, I think it just came down to execution. You know, I don't feel like they were a better football team than us overall. I think they were that night, and give them credit, they executed better. But when we look back on it, there are things under our control that we can get better at within the execution of the game. So I'm talking basics of running and tackling and catching and passing, and as boring as that may seem, I feel like we got out-executed, and we're challenging our guys that the focus this week is just get better, just grow. And that's start with like an internal accountability, like start with yourself, me included, all the coaches included, the leaders, the all the way down to the last guy in the depth chart. We can all do something better all week long, and that's going to be our focus this week is just get better and grow.
What can you say about the slow start you had? I know you oftentimes preach coming out the gates hot and coming out of the half hot and all that, but on Thursday night it was a 3-and-out and then a big play. Following that, it was a fumble on special teams. You know, what can you say about that slow start, Coach?
Well, that's real damaging when that happens, and that's kind of an obvious statement, but it was not a good start, and going into it, I didn't feel like, man, we're really tight or we're real nervous. I feel like our guys were ready to play, and we were at a good state emotionally, and so we played with energy and we played with belief. We just didn't execute well. Mm-hmm. And so were guys maybe a little uptight early in the game, maybe the first time in those positions, maybe. And we got to learn from that, and I think one of the ways you learn is being in those positions. So next Saturday at 6:30 under the lights at Concordia St. Paul, it's not going to feel as new and as fresh and as maybe nerve-wracking as maybe some of them felt before, because the stadium was electric and a great crowd, and we're really thankful for that. We just got to keep playing better.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that was costly for you guys outside of that start, and this is sort of included in that start, but the turnovers all night long kind of reared their ugly heads. You know, how was that conversation with the quarterbacks and with the special teams unit to shore up those turnovers, really in all factors of the football game?
Yeah, we have to take care of the football. Takeaways are so important to get, so we didn't get any on defense, which is harmful, and then we gave the ball up too much on offense and special teams, and it starts with how you talk about it and how you emphasize it, and then it's backed up by how we practice, and we're going to be focusing on ball security this week and focusing on taking the ball away, because that can be so impactful to the momentum of a game. And when we look back at some of the decisions we made late in a play at quarterback, we got to shore those up, and I'm confident that our coaches that we have already done that in film study, and that our guys are going to have a great week of practice.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom, Coach, you had the turnover offensively. We talked about that during training camp. How do you think the offense went logistically? You already talked about the execution not being there, but did you notice any hiccups in terms of a new staff, any uncomfortability once you got in the game, et cetera, there?
No, I thought our staff did a really good job, and then the team to follow, just in terms of the operation. We had one substitution confusion we had to take a timeout on, and I don't know that was necessarily for any other reason. It was one of those first game things. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is when you hit adversity or you got problems, one, you got to admit where they exist, and two, you got to believe that you can solve them and you can overcome them. And because you can't solve a problem you don't believe exists, and you can't solve a problem that you don't believe you can. Mm-hmm. And so just the culture here is we're ready to move forward. We're ready to get better. That doesn't excuse things that happen. That says it's okay, but we're not going to, you know, 4 days later, 5 days later, we're not going to be sitting and sulking about it. We're going to be motivated to find a way to get better. And that's our job and as football players, but it's also our job in school and life. Whether you're playing football or it's our job as coaches, or our real job, like at home, being husband and dad, and because hard things happen all the time. How are we going to respond? And that's been a challenge to our guys, and excited about seeing this culture respond.
What about a positive from Thursday night? What did you like on the field, you know, on the sidelines, whatever it may be? What did you look at in the tape or on that night Thursday that, you know, you can sort of grasp a hold to and move with that forward?
Well, I think we played with a high amount of effort. I never questioned our effort. I feel like we played with a competitive composure. And just in terms of, we didn't execute as well as we expect ourselves to, and we will. So not that part of the composure, but in like not getting dumb penalties. They had a bunch of, you know, 15-yarders that we didn't fall into the trap of then lowering ourselves to that behavior. I felt like our guys believed all night. We saw the explosiveness of our offense, what we can do. We just got to do it more consistently. And then the defense had 4 or 5 straight stops coming out of halftime. And we had the late scramble play that we gave up the touchdown on. You take that out of it, there was a lot of good football defensively in the second half, especially. And then on special teams, you know, some of the errors stand out with, we had a couple of dumb penalties, blocking the back and an offsides and the turnover. So certainly some glaring things we have to fix on special teams, but a lot of good stuff on special teams. We had some explosive kickoff returns. We punted the ball very well, and flipped the field that way and covered decent on kickoff. And, so there's one thing we reminded our guys on Saturday when we met with them is don't let the things that we need to fix get in the way of some of the things that went really good, because we got to keep doing those things. You can't just focus on problems. You have to focus on fixing the problems and keep doing the things that you did really well. And that's what we believe great teams do.
Speaking with head football coach of Winona State, Brian Bergstrom, obviously your attention has already been turned to Saturday night when you take on Concordia on the road at 6:30. You've had success over Concordia the last two seasons, coach. What's the focus this week when it comes to the Golden Bears?
Well, I alluded to it a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're playing Concordia, and we're going to go up there to obviously play, but our focus is on us getting better. Winona State needs to be better at playing football in terms of just being very basic and straightforward. So we will be prepared for the schemes that they throw at us, yes. But we're going to spend a big amount of time getting better at where we weren't good enough on Saturday night, and which is the running and blocking and tackling and throwing and playing ball. And that doesn't mean that we haven't worked on it. That doesn't mean that we're throwing out the plans of how we get better. We're sticking to the process. And if we're going to get better, we need to spend some time on intentional practice of doing those things. And it starts with me and our coaches and our leaders. And I can tell you this. I know that we're going to be better on Saturday night. I don't know what the score is going to be. I don't know the outcome, but I know that our process will help us get better.
So by being better, what exactly will that look like come Saturday in order to get that win?
Well, I think you're going to see a team that protects the football better, that takes away the football better, that doesn't give up as many big plays on defense, and that's able to sustain drives through consistent yards gained in addition to the explosive plays. So not rely solely on the explosives. And then a special teams that just plays cleaner. It felt like we had some good and some bad, but we had more penalties on special teams than any of the other units. So just a cleaner game. And I think if we do those things, this is a culture that's resilient and that cares about each other. I think it's going to be a good night.
I got one last question for you, Coach. You talk about that culture a lot, and I've been a witness to that culture. The culture is fantastic. The attitude's great. The work ethic is all great. Buy-in as well. And how do you use that to sort of transition onto the field and start getting these successful outcomes? Where I know you're not looking at the scoreboard always as to what was successful and what wasn't, but how do you bring that culture and that attitude, that work ethic, into actual results?
Yeah, I think that's $1 million question. I think if there was an easy answer, it would have came out by now. Mm-hmm. And for not just Winona State, but for everywhere, I think it's a belief in what you're doing and the process, and two, it's a patience. And I'm not saying you got to wait. That I'm okay, you know, waiting for years and years. And I'm not saying that. Like we need results now. And I think it's taking that positive culture, because I think there are so many positive things about our culture, and it's adding that edge of, okay, now it's game time. Now the only option, because of the way that we prepared and the way that we care about each other and the way that we respond to adversity, the only option is to be our absolute best. And notice I didn't say the only option is to win. If we're our absolute best, there's not many teams that can stop us. And so our focus, again, is on us getting better, us playing our best. And if we can focus on that, and not that it's the first game, not that the lights are on and Saginaw's a good team and we lost last year, and like all these things get in the way, we just need to focus on use the strength of the culture now on game day, not just the other 355 days of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's head coach Brian Bergstrom, Winona State football coach. As always, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck Saturday night, and we'll talk next week. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.